Good people, I hope all is well. I come to you as humbly as I possibly can to share the good news. This time, just like you, different podcast. Let's get into it, man. Today's episode is going to be about integrity. Integrity. Let's get into it, guys. So let's start off with a verse. Proverbs 10:9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out. Integrity builds trust with others. Confidence in a relationship and confidence in the world. When you have integrity, you really are not worried about what people think of you or what their perspective is of you, because you know what you do behind closed doors. See, that's one of the first things that I noticed in my isolation season of integrity was I got more in tune with myself. How can somebody say I'm doing this for this reason, I'm doing that for this reason, I'm showing out or I'm being different or whatever it is, when I know what I'm doing every day and why I'm doing it? And as I grow closer with God, that integrity grows closer, that I'm doing the right things while I'm by myself and nobody's watching. So when you have integrity, people can really see that. You know, if you're around here talking about God and talking about this and talking about that, but you're not actually, you know, living that faith-driven life, you know, producing fruits of the Spirit, you know, loving on people, doing your best to love on people and repent and be more like Christ, people can see that. People see right through that. So, yeah, it's a very important thing to have integrity with everything you do. You know, if your wife, your significant other, your children, they see that, you know, you're real deal, having integrity. Like, it's one thing to be cordial or loving with, you know, your boss or somebody that you feel that you have to love, right? Your grandma or something like that. But how you is with your baby mama? How you is with that person who hurt you? That's what really shows with your integrity. How you are when nobody is really holding your feet to the fire. When you don't have to be kind, but you choose to be. You know, it's about a choice, man. We have a choice. Love is not love without a choice. And integrity is not integrity without a choice. So you have a choice to use that integrity and to produce those fruits in all situations. Your wife, she sees you every day reading your Bible, every day praying, every day praying over your wife, over your children, every day repenting, every day doing your best to get better. She's going to respect it, even in the world. Man, I know my man, or I know that my wife, like, they're really putting their work in. They're really devoted to Christ. It's a very big thing. Integrity is living whole and honest before God and people. It's not perfect, but it's consistency, faithfulness, and alignment between belief and behavior. See, do you have that integrity when stuff is not going your way? Do you have the integrity to know that all things are working for your good and to act like that, to count it all joy? Or do you just have lip service? Do you really count it all joy? Do you? I like to use this term. I keep a praise in me, no matter what, no matter if I'm broke, matter if my energy is low. Now it might look different. My energy is low when I'm sick or something like that, right? It's not gonna be how it is when I'm full of energy and I'm healthy, but I'm still giving my best and still keeping the praise in me. That's the thing that we have to do. We have to always keep a praise in us and know that it's for God, not men. So people will be like, dang, well, where that energy at that you had yesterday, man? Where is that today? I went through this process, right? But you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for God. God knows your best. He knows your integrity. He knows your motives, why you're doing this. So, it makes you more like Christ when you have that integrity, when you're doing the right things when no one is watching. It produces confidence, man. It produces so much confidence, man. But like I said before, it's like, how can you tell me this about myself when I know what I'm doing every day and the God that I serve and how I'm increasing my faith and God's increasing my faith through hearing the word of God, through fasting, through loving, through producing the fruits of the spirit. So, and also, this is a big one for me right here, man. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, it says, "The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him." See, your children see what you do every day. See, the people at work and the people in your home, you really can't fool, man, because these people see you every day. They're going to see you through the highs and through the lows. They see you through it all. So you had to be that steady man, that steady woman every day in their faith with integrity, your heart posture. Your kids see you even when you're mad, even when you're sad, you're happy, you're still praying, you have integrity. Guess what they're going to do? Because as it says in Proverbs again, the glory of a child is their father. So men specifically, when children see you praying, they see you reading the Bible, they see you getting better, confessing, repenting, being gentle, showing those fruits of the spirit. That's what they're going to do in their times of sorrow, their times of need. But they see you going to a blunt, going to the video game, going to sex, going to the world. When you need God, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go to the world when they need God. So, it says the righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. It's about the children, the generation, the people that sees you, that you're going to influence with a decision that you make when nobody is watching. What are you doing when nobody is watching? See, when you do the right things, when you're building yourself up, letting God build you up, right? When no one is watching, when the real test comes, when everybody is watching, it's easy, man, because you've been doing this. Now it's just eyes on you. Because when you were reading the Bible, when you were praying, when you were fasting, you weren't doing it for you, you were doing it for God. So it's going to be the same thing when you're out in the world. When people come to you and be like, dang, Chris, how do you get so much wisdom? Oh, that was God. This is God's wisdom. It's not mine. It's going to be easy. It's going to be easier for you to not be so boastful and prideful because your integrity, your motives, your heart posture, where is that? Say God is holy, truthful, and consistent. When we walk in integrity, we mirror who is he, and represent him well in the world. See, God is he has great integrity. He can do what he want to do, but he's truthful to his word. He's faithful to his word. So when you walk in that integrity, you are a good representation of him. It's very vital that we practice integrity, man. You know, like I said, you can be kind to your homeboy, to the boss, the person at work, because you don't want to get fired. But what you gonna do when that person, when you in the car and that person cut you off? When your baby mama called with some drama, when this happened or that happened, are you gonna keep a cool head and be calm in all situations and be loving in all situations? Are you gonna pray for your enemy when nobody's watching? Are you gonna curse them? Are you gonna curse your baby mother? Are you gonna, you know, give her give them the flip them off in traffic? That integrity, man, it builds a foundation, builds who you really are. Because God sees it all, man. He sees it all. So it's very important that we live a life with integrity. Yeah, man. It can really transform you when you're in the dark and you're putting in that work, man, for God. You have to build yourself up in the knowledge and the understanding of God. It's His word. Are you doing that? Are you just scrolling and taking somebody else's word? Are you getting the word for yourself? So yeah, man. Let's have integrity, you know, for God, and know that God is watching it all times. You know, what would you do if God was in the room with you? Sometimes I like to tell myself, man, God is watching me. God is, you know, He's in the room with me right now. When this woman walks in, when this man's talking to me, how am I going to react? It's not about the man. It's not about the woman. It's about God. So yeah, let's live a life full of integrity. I love you guys, man. Next time.